From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with P.J. O'Rourke, Roxanne Roberts, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Joel Hagen from Gowrie, Iowa.
Gowrie, Iowa? Where is Gowrie?
Oh, it's about 60 miles northwest of Des Moines.
You know...
It's a little town,
Oh, Gowrie!
Yeah. Really, yeah. I guess it's in Iowa. What more need you know, really?
Yeah, that's very true.
What do you do there?
I'm a vocal music teacher at the high school.
Really? How's that going?
Pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
You're talented kids who like to sing?
They do like to sing.
Well answered, sir. Well answered.
Nicely done. Well, Joel.
Is there a congressional seat open?
It's nice to have someone of your diplomatic skills on the program. Right. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Joel's topic?
One and two and one and feel the burn, ladies. Feel the burn. One and
Carl, I wouldn't have said this had I not seen it for myself, but spandex suits you. So here we are at the last weekend in May, and that means it's time to start thinking about bikini season, or Speedo season if you're a German tourist. Our panelists are going to tell you now about a new exercise craze that's sure to have you in fine shape for the beach. Only one of them is actually helping people shed the pounds. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
First up, let's hear from P.J. O'Rourke.
It turns out that Prozac, Zoloft, Xanax, and Valium can lead to significant weight loss, improved muscle tone, and lower body mass index if you stop taking them. Laboratory measurements at the National Institutes of Health showed that a high level of anxiety can consume as much as 400 calories an hour, while a panic attack operates upon muscles in much the same manner as isometric exercise. Half an hour of fidgeting and worry can be equivalent to up to 2 hours on a weight machine. Dr. Lynn Schwartz, who led the research, was quick to point out that NIH is not recommending that people stop taking their medications. The research, said Dr. Schwartz, was strictly a scientific examination of biometric effects of stress. But, she said, around the lab, we do jokingly call it get fit by having a fit.
Anxiety-obics. From P.J. O'Rourke, your next story of a new flab-busting technique comes from Roxanne Roberts.
One, two, whoops, gotta breastfeed. Britain's newest exercise fad is power pramming, where new mothers use their babies and baby gear to get buff. Fitness guru Liz Stewart started power pramming after the birth of her son and now conducts classes in parks across London. The one-hour program includes power jogs with the babies in prams, baby shoulder lifts and bicep curls, and squats with infants as resistance weights. Engage your pelvic floor and give your bum muscles a good squeeze as you come up, Stewart orders. Mums are allowed to break at any time to feed or soothe crying babies, but are otherwise expected to participate in the rigorous workout for maximum results. It wasn't just a walk in the park, quipped one class member.
Power pramming from Roxanne Roberts, and your last story of the year's hottest exercise regimen comes from Adam Felber.
This summer, fear has a new name, and that name is Calisthenics 5678. The West Hollywood branch of the Crunch Health Club's hottest new class is a spine-tingling innovation called Harobics. And yes, it's just what it sounds like. Using scare tactics, this gothic exercise class attempts to frighten you into shape. There is a scientific rationale involved, insists Harobics inventor Dylan Haggerty. Quote, the heart rate bump that you get from a decent scare is great cardio, worth 10 minutes of high impact, he says.
Thus, Harobics participants are subjected to sudden blackouts, loud noises, and unexpected grabbing from behind maneuvers performed by Haggerty's staff. Meanwhile, Haggerty leads exercises as video projectors show slasher film clips and house mixes of classic soundtracks like Halloween waft through the speakers. Haggerty says the hardest part of the class is keeping it fresh. Quote, I add a new surprise every single class. Last week, I faked a heart attack. That really freaked them out.
So, let's review your choices, Joel. From Pidgey O'Rourke, an exercise regimen, which is basically just going off your meds. From Roxanne Roberts, power pramming, where new moms use their babies as weights. And from Adam Felber, Harobics, in which the power of fear is used to get your heart rate up. Which of these is a new real exercise regimen?
Oh, gosh. I think I'm going to go with power pramming.
Power pramming. Why? Anything in particular about that?
I don't know. Babies as weights, it could happen.
So. Could happen. Good enough. So your choice is Roxanne's story of power pramming. Well, we spoke to the person behind this innovative technique.
If you want to squat, you can hold your baby while you're squatting to give you some extra resistance. Or you can lift them up and above your head, up and down, so it's like a shoulder raise. You know, rather than using free weights, you can use your baby, and they love it.
You can use your baby. That was...
Do you think they talk like that at home?
No.
Does anybody think the Brits talk like that at home? Of course they don't.
A personal trainer took my baby.
And they love it.
I'm sorry. Anyway, that was Liz Stewart, a personal trainer and developer of power pramming. Congratulations, Joel. You got it right.
Hello.
Yes, you did. You're in a point for Roxanne, and you've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Oh, thank you.
And may your students be inspired.
I hope they even listen.
That would also be nice. Bye-bye.
Bye.